evening and welcome to the Tuesday, June 18th, 2013, City of Arroyo Grande Planning Commission meeting. May we have roll call, please?
Commissioner Keen?
Yeah, here.
Commissioner Sparrow?
Here.
Chair Ruth?
Here.
And Christian and Jennifer are absent.
Please join me in the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible.
We'll just keep it as is. Community comments and suggestions. This is the time for anyone in the community to come and speak to the commission on an item that's within our jurisdiction but not on the agenda tonight. And we won't be able to take action on it, but we can hear your comments. Is there anyone that would like to come up and give a comment or suggestion? All right. Seeing none, moving on to written communications. I show that we don't have any written communications since agenda preparation.
That's correct.
Consent agenda. Approval of minutes. We have minutes for Tuesday, May 21st, and we had continued these last time because Commissioner Barnidge had wanted so I would suggest that we continue those till the next meeting. She is here to approve. All in favor of continuing them to the next meeting? Say aye.
Yes, aye.
Okay. Any opposed? All right. Let's go to the minutes for Tuesday, June 4th. Any corrections, comments, deletions on these? All right. I'll entertain a motion then to approve these minutes as presented.
So moved.
Second.
All right. Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Keen?
Yes.
Commissioner Sparrow?
Yes.
Chair Ruth?
Yes.
Three, expansion of a church facility in a commercial building, location 1052 East Grant Avenue, applicant Everyday Church. And may we have staff report, please, Matt.
Absolutely. Thank you, Chair Ruth, members of the commission. So you are considering amended conditional use permit 13-003 for the expansion of an existing church facility to approximately 9,600 square feet and 300 fixed seats of worship. So here is the project location. It's located at 1052 East Grand Avenue, which is zoned Fair Oaks mixed use. Surrounding land uses include commercial, which is mainly located along the front of East Grand Avenue, office space, which is located in various other places, and then financial services. There's Rabobank down here, and residential uses up in this area. So a little bit of background about the project and the description of the project itself. So the Planning Commission approved the Five Cities Vineyard Church to utilize approximately 5,100 square feet of space within the commercial building. That happened back in May of 2006. And the current applicant proposes to expand the facility to approximately 9,600 square feet and with the 300 seats in the worship hall. The expansion area is going into what was formerly the Phillips floor covering portion of the building, I should note also that the Five Cities Vineyard Church is not the applicant proposing to expand. That church has since gone away, but the new church, Everyday Church, is utilizing that existing entitlement and proposing to expand the use. With regard to advisory committee reviews, the staff advisory committee reviewed the proposed project on June 12th. They supported the project with standard conditions of approval, which are included in the prepared resolution attached to your staff report. And the Architectural Review Committee also reviewed the project on June 3rd. They supported the project and the expansion of the church use as well, and they recommended approval of the project. One of the parts of this project is parking. The Arroyo Grande Municipal Code requires one parking space for every five fixed seats of assembly use. In this case, with 300 fixed seats, it totals 60 required parking spaces. With the Five Cities Vineyard Church entitlement in 2006, a reciprocal parking and access agreement was recorded, which allowed unrestricted parking of the larger site. So the larger site, again, being this portion that stretches from Linda Drive down to East Grand Avenue and includes the three commercial buildings as well as office spaces and the proposed church use. Staff estimated that approximately 1,300 or 13,000 square feet of commercial and office space is still there in the three existing buildings up near East Grand Avenue as well as in the building with Everyday Church. This, according to the code, which is one space for every 250 square feet of area, comes out to 52 required spaces. So the two uses combined, that being the commercial and office, along with the expanded church use, totals 112 parking spaces. The municipal code does allow a 20% reduction for common parking facilities, which totals 90 parking spaces, and it just so happens that the site has a total of 90 parking spaces. So utilizing the full 20% reduction for common parking facilities, the site is adequately parked. With regard to traffic, majority of the traffic obviously occurs on Sunday mornings. Staff used the San Diego Association of Governments traffic generation rates, which totaled 9.8 peak hour trips on Sundays for the expansion. This is below the 20-hour peak trips that are required for a traffic study. And there was an error in the staff report where a sentence just started with therefore and then didn't say anything. Staff would like to point out that that should have said, therefore, staff does not anticipate an impact of the circulation system as a result of the church expansion. So wanted to identify that before the question came up. There are some architectural modifications as proposed to help adjust the existing building for the new use. So here on the east elevation, you can see the existing roll-up door that was utilized by Phillips floor covering. That is proposed to be filled in with matching materials and a new emergency exit added in. On the west elevation, the applicant is proposing to fill in one roll-up door with kind of a viewing windows, and as well as installing a new utility room access door with a new set of stairs, a new accessible ramp, and a new set of stairs going to the loading dock. And on the south elevation, here's the existing loading dock that I just spoke of. So the applicant's proposing to include the new set of stairs with a new handrail and the new ramp leading into the door, which will be reversed for emergency access. With regard to environmental review, the project was determined to be categorically exempt from CEQA per section 15301 of the CEQA guidelines regarding existing facilities. And with regard to public notice, notice of public hearing was mailed to all property owners within 300 feet of the project site on June 7th, as well as being published in the Tribune, posted on the city's website, and posted at City Hall. And staff has yet to receive any comments from the public on this matter. So that concludes staff's presentation. I'd be happy to answer any questions remaining. Okay.
Thank you, Matt. Any questions? No questions?
On the plans, it shows this project is like half of that building. The other part's not part of it. But I noticed in the half that we are talking about, there's a second floor there, and it's not mentioned at all. Is that rented out to something else, or is it part of this project?
Let me get to that portion. So I believe you're talking about the second floor of
yes.
This portion? Yeah. To my knowledge, I believe this part of the building utilizes the entire ground to the top of the roof, where Phillips floor covering used to be. There is a second floor of office space up here. I believe there currently is a child's gymnastics use in this portion of the building, unless that's changed since I went out there last week. And that was included as part of staff's estimation of parking calculations.
Second floor is not part of this project.
No.
Thank you.
And I don't have any questions. Is there an applicant representative that would like to speak?
Good evening, members of the commission. George Garcia. I'm with Garcia Architecture and Design. I'm here with Mark Perry, who's the pastor of Everyday Church. Don't really have a lot of comments. I'd like to thank staff for getting the project through rather expeditiously. We went through, as you mentioned, DAC and the ARC. Both reviewed the project as presented and is recommending approval to you folks tonight. So, again, really don't have any comments. Here to answer any questions if you have anything specific about the building or the proposal. But we just ask that you approve the project tonight. And, again, if you have any questions of myself or Mark Perry, I'd be happy to answer them.
All right, thank you. Is there any questions?
No questions.
John?
The roll-up door that's on the dock on the south side of the building, it doesn't show, are you going to close that in or just leave it there? Or what's, because it's not quite mentioned in the rest of the
Can we address that now? It's addressed in the plans. We're not sure the best course of action. We wanted to put in changes for all the roll-up doors just so we'd have that option, but City Church in Napomo left their roll-up doors in their building, just they sealed them and painted them white, and you know it worked out fine. So I'm not sure at this point, but we wanted to go ahead and get approval for changing all the roll-up doors. The one in the back, does it show on the plans that it's, is it left there, or is it?
The one in the back, we'll address that.
Okay.
So specifically, the one on the south side, we're planning on leaving as is, basically, as Mark said, keeping it closed permanently. The one on the west side, we're looking to replace that with some storefront and some operable windows to allow some natural ventilation. The one on the east side, again, we're looking to replace that with some matching stucco and that kind of thing, as well as add the additional man door, exit door.
Yeah. So. Well, that's what brought it up, because I see two of the doors being closed up and one of them not, so I just wondered what the plans were for that. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
May I get your name, please?
Oh, I'm sorry. Mark Perry with Everyday Church.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
Mark Perry with Everyday Church.
Thank you.
And then I had a question about the parking. I think in the staff report it said you'd been encouraged to seek reciprocal agreement with the lot next to you. I'm just curious if you'd pursued that at this point.
I did. I met with Dan Snowden, who's the VP of Rabobank's administrative offices. Mm-hmm. And he said policy-wide they don't issue written agreements, but we have a verbal agreement. So Five Cities Vineyard Park there without a verbal agreement, not that there was bad feelings, but they just did. So the fact that I went and met with him, he was happy to say, if anyone wants to call me, you know, I'll tell them that we've had this discussion and that you can park there. We just don't like to give written agreements because then if we have to rescind them later, it causes problems. And so that was sort of the discussion that we had, among other things.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. I think I have no further questions. Thank you. I'd like to open up to the public. Is there anyone that would like to speak? And when you come up, if you just state your name.
Hi, everyone. My name is Dick Blankenberg. I'm the owner of the property that we're redeveloping there. It was originally used for our newspaper that we owned for over 50 years. And now the newspaper we sold in 1999 and changed the use of that building. It's been very popular for the previous church that was in there. And I think Everyday Church will enjoy that spot there. We'll enjoy having them. Location there. This area, this business, this room reminds me of the years like I was involved in the newspaper business there and here. And when the Herald Recorder, when we bought the Herald Recorder next door to the next block, had a few years there before we moved down to Grand Avenue. It's been a great spot to live and raise a family. And I want to introduce my daughter and her husband, that's Cindy and Jean. And they're really the property managers now, so I don't have to stick around and do all the stuff. I expected a few questions on why some of the things are mentioned in here, whether they'll be actually required or not. One that came up in conversation is in when we developed that property a long time ago, we partnered with Mid-State Bank then and extended Linda Drive through there, and it goes up the hill behind there. And because of that, there was a ponding. Flooding from our property and eastward. We raised the berm that leads traffic from our property onto Linda Drive. And that was, somebody questioned that, so I remember when we put that in and when we worked with the city to put in a big 30-inch or maybe 36-inch water line that drains the property from the freeway and the cemetery through our property across Grand Avenue. Ought to be lowered for traffic, but it's there for a purpose. I hope we can work with the architect and the city staffers in other details, too. That's the one that really comes to mind. It would be costly to deal with. So I appreciate your interest in the project, and hope you'll approve it tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak? All right, seeing none, I'll close public comment. And then I have a
yeah, I believe he's referencing a condition. I can't find the number right now. But it's a driveway apron. We just conditioned the standard commercial driveway apron there.
Yeah, it's condition of approval number 40, I believe.
40. And so we'll make sure that when improvement plans are submitted that we're coordinating the existing drainage improvements and the driveway apron. So if indeed the drain line that's capturing some neighborhood drainage actually just at the apron itself. So hopefully we'll be able to make that work when the improvement plans come in.
Okay. And so that's as directed by Public Works Director. So
that's correct.
You would make that determination. All right. Any further comments? How about your real comments?
Okay. Yeah, I think it looks like a good addition. I'm familiar with the area, and I'm ready to move forward.
All right. John?
Yeah, I don't see anything stands out to me. I want to move forward with it.
All right. Yeah, I'm fine with it as written as well. And work. And since this is pretty much only on a Sunday, I just don't think that's going to be an issue. So
I can make a quick clarification. The bank parking is outside of the calculated parking needed for the project anyway. It would just be extra parking added to the project.
Okay. And I'm glad they started those conversations. So, yes, I'm ready to move forward with it also. So I will entertain a motion.
Okay. We adopt a resolution of the Planning Commission of the City of Rio Grande approving amended conditional use permit number 13003, applied for by
Seeing none, let's have a roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Keen?
Yes.
Commissioner Spiro?
Yes.
And Chair Ruth?
Yes. All right. Congratulations. Okay, moving on to item 9, non-public hearing items, we have none. Notice of administrative decisions, we have none. Commission communications, we have none. Staff communications?
None this evening.
All right, I will entertain a motion for adjournment.